This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
You have a very exciting thing happening this Saturday. What, two sleeps? Oh, my God. And you'll be Mrs.
Oh, my God, I feel sick. Do you know, I have so many friends texting me in, and each one of them,
I can't come?
No, saying,
because you're
flying, not flying.
You're about to get my
just
text
flying
saying,
in.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's not a word. No, shut up, Tom. You're about to get my text. I'm not coming.
It's a long way away. Me and Andy on the phone the other day, and he said something to me. I go, I'm not sure where it is.
Warburton
yet.
Is not that far away. It's an hour.
Okay, Warburton,
hour and a half,
I better write that down, or I won't get there. Warburton.
Get the little pencil out.
I couldn't find the invite. I couldn't find anything, and I was saying to Wayne, I'm not quite sure where it is, my darling, but I think Andy told me it was
my darling.
East
I will
somewhere.
Send you the link again so you can look at it. Maybe I'll just send it to
no,
Andy.
No, well, I end up finding the receipt for the hotel. So I know as long as it's near the hotel, I'll be at the hotel on Friday night.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, Friday we got a soiree, which is all on me, which a lot of people think was part of the, you know, the thing. But anyway, so...
Well, Jess won a package. Jess won a marriage. Yeah,
I did.
A same-sex marriage competition.
Well, yeah, it was a same-sex marriage competition. And, yeah, I do get a bit worried about mentioning it because it was something that I really did work for, and we won it fair and square.
I'm really annoyed because I wish I won.
I know you do, but you actually also didn't enter. But what was hilarious is that the first day I met you when you found out I'd won it, you're like, oh, did you? Because Wayne and I were going to enter that. And I said, well, you went, yeah, no, we didn't enter.
No, I didn't enter.
We did want to win it.
Did I actually show my
we
anger
totally
on my face?
We totally wanted to win it, though. Yeah. That was so funny.
I'm not very good at hiding my feelings, have you noticed? Yeah.
Yeah, but here we are talking about you and your osteo. Look, you only felt like you were going to vomit. I have been face prepping and my skin is as soft as a baby's
bum. It looks beautiful.
Everything
except for that.
Yeah, I got burnt. Guys, for everyone, I have a complete half moustache. My waxing lady, who just was going to do just the sides where it's like where there's, decided to do the whole lot. And
she's burnt you 2 days before your wedding. I mean, I reckon you could take her to court for that.
I don't think I can, really. And she's lovely. Well, I've had her for 10 years. If I did, what would I say?
Like, I'm glad you pointed it out, because when you arrived, me and Andy went, what is that on the top of the lip? Like, it's just like this big red thing.
Stop it.
Cleo seen it yet? Because she mightn't turn up to the wedding if she sees that.
Cleo's trying really hard to be quite supportive, but, like, she looks at it, like her eyes are going down to it, and I'm like, stop it. She's like,
no, that is not true. I am joking, everybody. Jess looks absolutely beautiful. Your skin is glowing.
Thank you.
I mean, you do have a red mark on your top lip, but I don't know what to say about it. It's real.
It's real.
You're
it's
a girl. You can
real.
Cover that with makeup.
I can't. Scars, and especially if it's a bit weepy, it's burning. There's heat
behind
it.
No, you get this green stuff and you just rub that on the red and that takes it
away.
Thank
you. All right. Thank you, Tom. Thank you for that. I should have left that for Tom's wisdom. Thank you.
Well, anyway. Everybody, Jess and Cleo are getting married this Saturday at Warburton. I wrote it down here so I know where to get to. At Warburton. We'll be there, but we're turning up early for a big party the day before.
Yeah, we're having a little soiree, which is scaring
me
as well.
Can I BYO?
Yeah, if you want to, I guess. I've paid for corkage, so, because I've bought wines for everyone, but that's all I can afford.
I don't like wine.
Well, that's as good as it can give you. That's all I can do. I can give you that and a piece of cheese, so that's what I'm doing.
But can I bring my own, like, espresso martinis?
Look, babes, I am not saying that especially, but I think that if you did a little bring in something that looks like a Coke bottle, why not?
Oh, sweetie, I'm not that sneaky, you know that. So I don't do anything half-hearted.
I was at the celebrants in some place like Leicesterfield or something. I honestly, when I saw it, it made me think of Orange is the New Black. Like, we're going out to a prison camp. I think that was because it was called Lynchfield or whatever. But it was so far away, and we finished there at 10 past 11 at night.
What did that make you go there?
I don't know. That's how we hold hands and where we're standing and stuff. They talk about that stuff.
You say, listen, sweetie, I'm 30-something. I've been walking all right. You know, I can walk down a straight line. It's just an aisle. It does tell you where you finish the top.
Maybe she's seen my Instagram. Maybe she knows I can't walk down a straight line. I was up at the celebrants in some place like Leicesterfield or something. I honestly, when I saw it, it made me think of Orange is the New Black. Like, we're going out to a prison camp. I think that was because it was called Lynchfield or whatever. But it was so far away, and we finished there at 10 past 11 at night.
What'd that make you go there?
I don't know. That's how we hold hands and where we're standing and stuff. They talk about that stuff.
You say, listen, sweetie, I'm 30-something. I've been walking all right. For, you know, I can walk down a straight line. It's just an aisle. It does tell you where you finished the
maybe,
top.
Maybe she's seen my Instagram. Maybe she knows I can't walk down a straight line.
Another round, folks. It's time for...
Wisdom with my co-host, Tom. It's time for Tom's Wisdom. Yeah, I don't know.
So, Tom...
Yes.
I need to ask you, right? Mm-hmm. I have the wedding jitters.
Oh.
And I'm constantly feeling like sick. And then I know Cleo also has them because then I'm like, how are you? And she's like, I'm fine.
Are you sure? I mean, are you starting to get cold feet? Is that, I mean, you've been, you guys have got a house together. You've been together for like 12 years, haven't you?
And that's why we're changing the dynamic. You've got a baby. We're happy. Yeah. Why are we doing this? Why are we changing everything?
Do you know what I'm going to say? I reckon you're not worried about marrying Cleo because she's gorgeous and you've been together and you've got a life. Yeah. I reckon you're more upset about other people's expectations of a wedding because the last thing you're going to want to do is hear me and Wayne up the back going, is this the biggest waste of time you've ever had? You know,
I will be really upset if I hear you at the back saying that. For one, if I can hear you from the back, that means no one showed up.
Well, that's true, yeah. And the other thing, I mean, the last thing you're going to want to, you know, he will be taking a selfie there at the wedding going, ugh, we drove all the way to where again? I wrote it down, Warburton. There we go. I'm going to eventually get there. I know where it is now.
So you've got
jitters. You know what? Just let it go. You know what does Frozen say? Start drinking now. And by the time you get married on Saturday, you won't be able to walk down the aisle.
I love that Frozen to you isn't like another animation. It's just a cocktail. It's a margarita. Yeah. Frozen 2 is let it go and have a drink.
That's exactly right. Just start drinking now. And then by the time you get to the wedding on Saturday, you won't care who you're marrying. You'll probably even marry me.
Wow, thanks Tom. That was so unhelpful. Another Tom's Wisdom and it was successful.
I'm going to be so well behaved at your wedding. You are going to be so proud of me.
To be honest, you and Creepy Andy, Mr. What's-His-Face to me, were one of my favourites at my Hux even. And they're people I know.
We were still going at 4 o'clock in the morning.
I know, I loved it.
I had sweat coming down.
And the fact that you and I did that partner dance, but hilariously, actually, I want to put this up terribly.
Is there a video of that?
No, yes, there is. But the funniest one is not us. We thought we were the funny ones. Trying to do the romantic dance to It's a Time of Our Lives. And then I went to do the run-up, which was not, I was joking, but Tom picked me up and then did a spin and was all like, yeah, got this, no worries. Well, we thought we were the funny ones. Nah. Cleo and Andy, oh my God, full romance, eye to eye, because they're both in the 6 foot. Cleo's 6 foot and Andy's 6'5". Yes, he is.
Yeah, no one could see what they were doing up
and
there.
We didn't know what they were doing. It's the camera that has picked it up. There's like romance in the air. I've got to make sure Andy stays away.
Have you put these videos out yet?
What was that?
Because I was very concerned because we've got the lovely Alex in the studio this morning. Say hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, so
Alex is doing Melbourne's most uplifting music mix this morning, aren't you, Alex?
So last weekend we had the hens night and, you know, the lovely, you know, I've had the time of our life. So we
of
went,
course.
Yeah. So Jess goes, run, and I'll catch you. So I ran and went to dive on her. She went down, bang, hard. I've come down on top.
I totally did.
And all I could think about was, oh, my God, I broke the bride 2 weeks before the wedding.
Oh, my God.
And I'm thinking, like, can you imagine a big black eye?
I just crumpled. But at the same time, it wasn't in any way painful. I don't know if that had anything to do with what was concerned, but it consumed in the evening. But it was not painful at all, but it was.
I had so much fear. And we're going down. I'm thinking, you're going to be in a cask and everyone at the wedding is going to be going, that's the one that broke a leak. You know, like.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a very fun night. So, look, if you guys are even half as behaved as that night, I'm going to be proud as punch of both of you.
I'm going to dance my little booty off all the way down. Yeah.
All the way down.
All the way down that aisle. Actually, that's a good way me and Wayne might save some money. Can we just stand behind you and go, yes? Yeah. I wonder if we can double this up.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.